Oh, good. You're home. That makes things much easier. I hope my favorite little tenant is doing well today. Is it not obvious what I'm doing? I came in to perform a routine check on your apartment. That's part of my job as your landlord. Breaking in? Have you forgotten who owns this place? Your room is my room. I'm allowed to come and go as I please. It's all in the contract that you signed. If you have any concerns about that, maybe next time you'll actually read a bit more carefully. It's adorable how short you are. However, your short-sightedness is another story. But really, you're overreacting. I'll be out of here soon, as long as you followed the guidelines I set when you first moved in. You have been following them, correct? Excellent. Then there's nothing for you to be worried about. You can just go back to watching TV while I have a quick look around. Wait. What is this? Does this jacket belong to you? Yeah, I figured as much. Looks like your girlfriend left it here. I know I told you about our policy. You're not allowed to bring anyone here without prior approval, besides family. Am I understood? Well, if you really did understand, then why did you break the rules? Don't lie to me. I know you don't have a sister. Please don't add insult to injury. Obviously, I have that info because of the background check I did on you before I even ever took you in as a tenant. That's just common practice. Are you gonna be surprised about every little thing? Or are you trying to distract me from how you broke the rules? Did you and your little girlfriend at least have fun? I certainly hope you did. I hope it was worth risking your stay here. Oh, God, do I really need to spell everything out for you? I'm saying the punishment for breaking the rules, as I stated in your contract, is eviction. And you seem pretty desperate to find an affordable place close to your college. But maybe I was wrong. Perhaps you actually have plenty of options, and you're only here to give me a hard time. Is that the case? Then why do you keep testing my patience? The rules are there for a reason. If you can't follow them, then there will just have to be some kind of disciplinary action. Oh, come on. I'm not a monster, you know. I understand your circumstances, so it's not like I really want to evict you. I think you could be the perfect tenant with just a little guidance. How does that sound as an alternative? You look pretty hesitant. I guess you would rather be out on the street. That's the response I was waiting for. Well, there's no time to waste. I'll get started right away. Oh, don't worry. I'm not gonna hurt you. I certainly couldn't put physical harm in my contract, could I? But I did manage to fit in a clause regarding a little personal attention. For the rest of the night, I'll be staying here with you to better help you become a model tenant. So I hope you're ready for your first lesson. Plans? Why should I care about your plans? I have a job to do. No. You're not allowed to leave the premises. You'll stay here with me until you learn how to behave. First up, give me your phone. Yes, I'm completely serious. Hand it over. Thank you. It's locked. I guess that's why you didn't put up that much of resistance. Not that that matters. You should really come up with a better code. But now, I can let your girlfriend know that you'll be busy tonight, and that she doesn't need to come over. And send. That should give us a little peace and quiet. What's wrong? Ugh, it's not like you'll never see her again, but we can't afford a distraction. Just forget about her for now, and focus on me instead. That's actually the first lesson. Getting used to the presence of your landlord, I mean. I'll make it easy for you. I'll sit here on the couch, and you can sit on my lap. Good. You've gotten better at listening to my instructions already. Although, you could have sat facing me, but that's okay. Since you're facing away from me, I get to hug you from behind like this. I get to squeeze you as tight as I want, pressing together so close. I can feel you squirming, or trying to wriggle away from me anyway. But I guess our height isn't our only difference. I think I might be just a little bit stronger than you. And even if you're not facing me, I can tell how much you're blushing. I can put my cheek against yours and feel your anxious warmth. I wonder what I can do to make you even warmer. Or maybe I don't even have to do anything at all. Maybe just sitting here with an older woman is all the simulation your little heart can take. In that case, let's just stay like this for a while until you can get used to it. After all, I'm here to teach you, not break you. So I can take all the time I need. Is that okay? Good. Have you gotten used to it a little bit already? I already feel you relaxing a little bit. I guess not. Are you still thinking about that silly little girlfriend of yours? What makes her so special? That was a real question. Being honest with your landlord is the second lesson on being a great tenant. So please, tell me all about her and your relationship. It's very important, since you broke the rules for her sake. So tell me what made it all worth it. Oh? So she's that cute, huh? What else? How long have you two been dating? A whole month. I guess things are getting serious then. I see. But tell me, How close are you two? Oh, you did? And what was it like when you went over to her house? Takeout? You mean she didn't even prepare any food for you herself? Is that the usual case? Well, that's too bad. I can tell by the dishes in your sink that you always go the extra mile when you bring her here. It's a shame. She won't return the favor even once. True. True. Maybe she's just busy. Or maybe she doesn't think you're worth her time. Think about it. Has she ever done anything to prove otherwise? Really now? Then tell me, how affectionate is she? If that question has you confused, then I guess I have my answer. But don't worry, I won't leave you with any doubts. When I'm done with you, you'll know exactly how I feel. It feels like you've gotten even more flustered. Oh well, I tried to hold back. But if you're going to keep being this adorable, then you don't really leave me with much of a choice. I'll have to eat you up right here and right now like you're a snack. I'll make it clear who you belong to. Oh, wasn't that fun? And you look absolutely adorable. I'm glad I put on this lipstick before I came over. I bet your girl has never put you in a daze like this before. Makes me wonder, do you really need her? It sounds like she's the only one benefiting from your relationship. Are you even sure that she loves you? Oh, I'm serious. She could just think you're a convenient person to have around while she's waiting for her knight in shining armor or whatever. It's possible that she doesn't really care for you at all. You know, I could take care of you instead. I mean, I could cook for you, do your laundry, even take out the trash. No, I don't mean anything by that, of course. The point is, that girlfriend of yours isn't really doing you any favors. But if you dumped her and agreed to stay with me, and every day I would remind you that we're meant for each other, you could be free of that doubt and hesitation that I hear in your voice. Does that sound like a good deal? Oh, you'll give it a try. You could be a little more honest, but this is a good start. We'll work on it another time. For now, why don't we head to bed? That's right. This is your final lesson. Come on, get up and take me to your bedroom. Oh, don't look so worried. I was only kidding when I said I would eat you up. Okay, maybe not. But at the very least, I promise I won't do anything today. Or tomorrow. Deal? Perfect. You know, the day you brought in this mattress, I thought it looked so comfy. Now I finally get a chance to use it. But you first. Go ahead. Get under the covers. I'll tuck you in first. How's that? Nice and warm? I'm glad to hear it. You look so cute, all snuggled up under those covers. Now, please turn around, and I'll get in the bed too. Like I said, I won't do anything. And if you're facing away from me, it should be perfectly safe, right? Now that we're like this, I can be the... What do you call it? Oh, that's right. A big spoon. I'll do that for you again. I could tell that you were enjoying it earlier on the couch. I hope I didn't make it too warm for you. Well, even if I did, I wouldn't have moved. Putting up with this is part of your tenant training. Yes, I've been completely serious this entire time. I still believe you can become my ideal tenant. All you have to do is let go of your extra baggage. You don't need to bring a girlfriend here. Because you have me, and I'll always be here for you. But if that still doesn't appeal to you, just sleep on it. I'm rather confident that you'll make the right choice when you wake up. You're far from home, out in the world. Wouldn't you feel better if someone close by was looking out for you? I can do that. I can be that someone. All you have to do is let me. You can fight it all you want, but I always saw the way you looked at me. Deep down, you always wanted this. And deep down... Hey, what are you turning around for? Don't you need to face away from me? Oh, you're even hugging me now. So you're finally being honest. I guess it wasn't so deep down after all. I'm just happy you're accepting things. And rest assured, this is only the beginning. We're gonna have so much fun together. Fun you could never have had with her. Soon, you won't even remember what she looks like. You'll pass her at college and won't feel a thing. Because you'll be too busy thinking of me. Let's fall asleep in each other's arms to seal the deal. Good night, sweetie. I love you.